Good morning. Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name is Denise Harnley, H-A-R-N-L-Y.
All right. How are you today, Denise?
I'm good.
What can I do for you?
Yes, we received your flyer in the mail about your offer for signing up for a new service.
Yeah, absolutely. I can definitely help you out with that.
Pardon?
I can definitely help you out with that if you'd like to provide me with your service address.
Sure. So the service request, you mean?
It's the service address, like your address as to where you will be receiving service.
Sorry. 85 Mountain View Avenue, Kingston, New York.
Perfect.
12401.
Yep. All right, let's go ahead and take a look and see when service will be available for your location. I am seeing an in-service date of the end of October, looking like the 25th of October. What we can do is we can pre-order, and then once we get closer to that date, we'll be able to contact you with scheduling.
Okay,
would that be okay?
Sounds good.
All
yeah.
right. Awesome. So is this location a home or a business?
A home.
Okay. And then we were looking at the 1 gig for the $69.99 if we're signing up for auto pay with paperless billing, right?
Sure.
Well, we offer two plans at the moment. There's the 1 gig or the 2 gig.
Ooh, I think probably 2 gig, I guess.
So the 2 gig would be $99.99, but if you sign up for auto pay through your checking account with paperless billing, you'll get $10 off, so it'll be down to $89.99. I mean, it really depends on what you're planning on using the internet for. Like, if you have a house full of gamers, then I can understand having 2 gig.
We're just at home, and we're retired, so we use it, you know, searching the web to write emails, occasionally watch stuff on
Okay, so then in that case, the 1 gig sounds about right for you. Because the 1 gig is going to be 1,000 megabytes per second. That is the one that we're advertising on our flyers as well. So it would be $69.99 a month if you sign up for auto pay with paperless billing.
Okay.
Okay. And approximately how large is your home, if you don't mind me asking? Square footage wise.
Yeah, I don't know. 2,400, 2,100, somewhere in there.
Okay. The reason I ask is because a lot of homes, especially in this area, are much older. Like my house, I have I think it's like 1,100 square feet, but my kitchen doesn't get very good connection because, well, the kitchen was an addition. So all the building materials from the 1900s kind of blocks that Wi-Fi signal. We offer Wi-Fi extenders for $7.99 a month. It's not required, but if you do see that, or if you feel like you're not getting great connection in certain areas of the house, you can definitely add them on later on.
Okay. With our current service, the cable, sometimes it's the bedroom downstairs.
Yeah, so it might be an idea to add a Wi-Fi extender.
How well it works.
Oh, absolutely. And then, did you want any phone service as well?
Sorry. Hi.
Yeah, no, you're fine. Were you also interested in phone service or no? Just the internet?
No. Right.
Okay. No worries. Because we do offer landline service for $24.99 a month.
Yeah, thanks. We don't use landline.
No worries. I mean, most of us use our cell phones anyway.
Right.
Do you rent or own the property?
We own it.
Okay. And just to confirm, it was 85 Mountain View Ave, right?
Correct.
Okay. And then how are your current utility wires feeding your home, such as like Central Hudson? Is it aerial through the air or is it under the ground?
It's aerial.
Aerial. Okay. And is your billing address different than your service address?
No.
Okay. And Denise, it's D-E-N-I-S-E, right?
Correct.
And how do I spell your last name once more, please?
H-A-R-N as in Nancy, L-Y.
So Harnley.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. All right. And what is the best email address for you? This will be the email address that you'll be able to log into archtopfiber.com.
Okay. Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, at Harnley, H-A-R-N-L-Y, .net.
Perfect. And then what would you like your primary phone number on the account to be, please?
206-890-3168.
Okay, perfect. Did you want to add a secondary phone number to your account?
Sure. 206-450-3662.
Okay. And how may we contact you? We have the option of phone, email, or text.
Probably email, I guess.
Okay. With email, just so that you are aware, sometimes we do, let's see. We do tend to send marketing and information on discounts and special offers via email. You can always unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office or clicking the unsubscribe at the bottom of the email. So typically, we also send account-specific information through email, too, but you may also get some of our marketing emails as well.
Okay. All right.
Is that okay?
You could also text if you want.
Okay. And with text message, so we notify customers via text messaging with important information, such as install appointments, updates about your order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive the text messages, you'll be able to confirm your installation appointment via text as well. And we don't use this method for anything other than account-specific updates. We don't send any advertisements unless you absolutely authorize it. And at that point, you can also choose to opt out at any time by going through your account portal. And you can receive communication via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply, though. Is that okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And I do apologize for my voice being so rough. And, of course, that's part of our order process. We do need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This doesn't affect your credit score. We don't see anything with regards to your credit score. It just validates who you are and also lets us know whether or not a deposit is required. If you want to bypass the credit check, we can do so, but it would automatically require a $50 deposit. Did you want to go ahead with the credit check?
Sure.
Okay. All right, and just bear with me. And just bear with me as I get to that section. I do apologize if you hear any extended moments of silence. All right, perfect. All right, and whenever you are ready, I am able to take your social. I only need it once. I only type it in once, and I click submit. At that point, it would just let me know whether or not a deposit was required.
Sure. 1-833-38-3357.
Perfect, and I'm submitting that now. So it does show that you do have a freeze on your credit file. You would have to contact Experian, unless you know the PIN.
It is a PIN. But I'll need to do it. Let me, if I can get to my computer, I think I might know the PIN. Hang on.
Yeah, because if you have the PIN, I can do that, and we can take care of this right now.
All right. Friday. Maybe I have to go into my computer too.
No, that's okay. And take your time. I'm here all day.
Yeah, right. Okay. Go into my passwords. Oh, I have a PIN number here. Let's see if that's right or not, but I'll give it to you what I have. All right. Can you hear me?
It's
101-65588.
Okay, so it's 101-65588.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not long enough because the PIN is typically 10, 12, 15, or 17 characters.
Okay. Let's see if this other thing here is it.
So it would need a minimum of two more.
Two. Yeah, that's what I have. And it's the only one. All right.
Oh, no, it successfully went through. I don't know why.
Okay.
It went through. And there's no deposit required.
Yeah, good. All right.
Perfect. So
that
worked. Yes, that is the PIN.
All right. Great.
Yeah, it's funny because the screen tells me that it's a minimum of 10, 12, 15, or 17 characters. But we provided with 8 characters and it still worked. So
yeah.
At least it's good to know for future that, hey, if somebody gives me an 8-digit PIN, it might be correct.
Right. And I'm glad to know that I really have the right number. Yay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So the great news is no deposit required. So that's perfect. Did you want to sign up for the auto pay and paperless billing?
Yeah, so for that, what do you need?
I would need the account and routing number for your checking account.
Okay, hang on one sec. Let's see here. 00. Let me go up to checkbook.
Sorry, I'm making you walk everywhere.
No. I should have known that you'd need these things.
Yeah, and that way at least you get the $10 discount. It gives you the $69.99 price. And the great thing about it is that we don't have any other fees or taxes on top of it. The equipment is included. So you're only going to be paying the $69.99 every month. We like to be as transparent as possible.
The account number is 48468 with, I don't know, probably some zeros in front of it.
Do you have the routing number?
Pardon me?
Do you have the routing number?
Yeah, that's why I never can remember where it starts.
So the routing number would be on the left side?
Yeah, all right, I'll read you.
It's 9 digits.
Okay, well, 3250-81610.
Okay, and that's Salal Credit Union?
Yep.
Okay, that's perfect. And then can you repeat the account number for me, please?
Well, 00048468.
So how many zeros is it? Four?
I think it's 3004. But the most, you know, I usually say 48468.
Okay. All right. And is this a checking or savings account?
Checking.
And do you authorize direct debit payment every month when the bill is due?
Say that again.
Do you authorize direct debit payment every month when the bill is due?
Do I have to do anything? Do I have to?
Oh, I'm asking if you authorize for us to debit that account every month when the bill is due.
I don't know if I need to, do I? Or should I?
Well, I mean, I'm asking for your authorization for every month when the bill is due.
Yes, you have my authorization. I thought it was something I needed to do with the bank.
No, you're fine. Yeah. No, it's I have to ask for your permission.
Payments. Yeah, we have lots of automatic payments. Yeah, okay, good.
Awesome. All right, so that's all set.
All right.
And then so and I know you said that you heard about us through the direct mail, so you received like the flyer in the mail. Is there anything that our installers should be aware of on the property, such as buried wires, a septic tank, anything that we should be mindful of?
Not that I know of.
Okay. And are there any questions or comments that you would have for the techs that maybe they might be able to answer for you before the appointment?
No.
Okay.
So they come and it takes a couple hours. And
yes. So about an hour and a half is usually what we expect.
And the service is down for that period, right?
So actually, you're not going to lose service because here's the thing. What we recommend is that you wait until our fiber services are fully installed before canceling with your current provider.
I see. Okay.
So that and way you stay connected even through the installation process.
Okay, great. All right.
And then I do have a couple of disclosures for you. I just want to let you know that at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to get you connected to your service. They may install what's called a drop cable, which is a cable that connects your home to the fiber network at the street prior to the day of your installation, but you don't need to be home for that part. This is like the outdoor part where either they'll go aerial or they'll go burial, where they'll micro trench maybe 6 to 8 inches into the ground, bury that cable, and get your house connected on the outside. The day of the installation appointment is when the tech will need to come into the home to go ahead and get your services set up.
Okay.
Now, if they have to lay a temporary drop cable and they're not able to either bury it or get it aerial right away, we will or help coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement.
Okay, great.
And then so the gateway and the ONT, which is technically the modem and the router, and any equipment that we provide is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. So if you decide, hey, the service isn't for me, or hey, we're moving and you don't service a new area and you're terminating the service, you have 30 days to return the equipment. We will send you a box, a pre-labeled shipping box, to go ahead and mail us back the equipment. We do reserve the right to charge for unreturned equipment, and it can result in up to $135 per unit charged for not returning the equipment in the required time frame, which is the 30 days.
Right. Okay, got it.
So for any questions that you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can always visit our website or you can give us a call. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address that you gave to me today. So you'll receive two emails. One will be a confirmation of your order, and the other one will be an invitation for you to sign into the archtopfiber.com. It should provide you with a temporary password. If it by chance does not, you can go to Archtop Fiber, go to the login page, click Forgot Password. Your username would be your email address.
Okay.
So if ever you need to like make a change for your auto pay settings, like say you wanted to change the account, or if you wanted to just review your invoices, at that point you can always go online or you can give us a call.
Okay.
All right. You can also find our terms of service on our website, but do you also agree to be bound by the terms of service as they do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Okay.
Perfect. Yeah, so then you are all set. Your installation date is going to be closer to the 25th of October, so we're not quite there yet for scheduling. So you'll definitely need to like keep an eye out for us to give you a call with regards to scheduling.
Okay, sounds
but
great.
But we'll go over the schedule, what's available. We'll go by whatever is more comfortable for you. So our typical appointment times are 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m. We go by whatever you want, typically,
okay.
As long as it falls into one of those time frames.
Okay, great. Thanks.
But other than that, you are all set.
All right, great. Thank you.
You are so very welcome, Denise. Did you have any other questions for me today?
Nope, not other than what I already asked, so thanks.
All right, perfect. Well, in that case, Denise, thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. You are all set for now. And we'll definitely be reaching out for scheduling soon.
Great. I'm excited. Thank you.
We are too. Welcome to the family.
Okay, good. Yeah. Bye.
Have a wonderful rest of your day. And thank you.
Thank you. Bye.